Talking right now with Pella High head football coach Jay McKinstry, the Dutch, a 35-7 victory over Carlisle. And coach, as we get you here on the broadcast, you had said coming in that turnovers would be key in this game, and I bet you had no idea that it would look the way this did. You have three turnovers, but that is half of what your opposition does. What a night in terms of turnovers tonight, and you come out on top, and those played a big role, as you said.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. They really did. Carlisle did turn the ball over to us, and that's a good thing in our opinion. And we had the turnovers back. You know, we kind of played a little exchange game there for a little bit, so I was disappointed on our part. But you're right; they certainly played a big, big factor in the game tonight, and thankfully we came up on the upside as far as getting more of them.
Well, wanted to just talk to you. One of those turnovers set up your first touchdown of the ball game, a Carlisle fumble, and you were deep in your own territory. And what we ended up talking about is kind of one of the tipping points of the game was the big run by Josh DeWard early in the first quarter that ended up kind of giving this team some momentum and ultimately led to a touchdown after that long run. How key was that drive in this ball game just in terms of setting some tempo?
Well, I think you're right, Eric. Anytime that early on, if we can make a big play, this team kind of will feed on that. And, you know, we just needed some plays to happen like that. We haven't had a lot of big plays this year, like very few actually. And, for us to make Josh to make a run like that and the guys to open up the hole up front for him to do that on that option play and to sneak through there and to get us some great field position to flip the field and get us on into scoring position. And you're right. It does. It creates an energy that on our sideline that we haven't really had because I'm not sure, you know, if we've, I'm trying to remember if we've even been ahead all year, you know, maybe against Washington. I don't remember where the scores were, but early on, I don't remember if that might be the first time. And it created an energy, our guys, and, you know, certainly fed off that, and our kids kept getting better as the game went on.
Well, you added another score in the first half, and I am sure that was the first time you've been up by two scores in any game this season. At that point, how was this team feeling in terms of confidence, and how were you as a coaching staff feeling about the way things were going?
Well, you got to be careful. It's just early in the game, and you got an explosive Carlisle team, but you felt good about at least what we were doing, the way we were playing, the way the defense was playing, and our kids brought some energy tonight, and that was it was great to see, and doing when you get off to a start like that, it created these guys. They fed off it. You know, I don't think they didn't get giddy. They just kept playing hard and getting after it. And so you're right. It was a big factor in the game tonight to be able to get off to a start like that.
Now they did show their explosiveness offensively by getting a score before the half to make it 14-7. So you're not out of the woods just yet at that point. And like you said, that's kind of an area where you trade turnovers back and forth.
Yeah, we gave them the ball on the 10-yard line, Eric. You know, there's 4 minutes left, and we're trying to get a first down or two. We weren't going to do anything extravagant, and if we had to punt, we'd punt and at least make them drive a little bit of distance, and then we put it on the 10. And you know, doggone it, we were hoping at least be 14-0 at half. And it turned out to be 14-7, but we still felt good about it. We knew we were going to get the ball to start, and we felt we were in good position at halftime.
Coach McKinstry, let's talk a little bit about halftime. As you were able to huddle up with the guys and talk things over, certainly a lot of positives that you were looking to build on for the second half, and also some things you probably wanted to clean up too. What were the things that you touched on with the guys?
Well, you know, it was a more of a halftime of where, you know, you talk to them, what can we do in the second half, what's available for us, and it's more of a challenge to the kids, and they took it well because they felt good about what they thought they could do too. As far as we didn't run a lot of off-tackle stuff and a lot of power football in the first half. We were trying to be a little more diverse and spread the ball over the field a little bit, and we just wanted to try and do that a little in the second half as far as trying to take over the game a little bit. And then, you know, I don't remember first or second play, Nathan goes out with his shoulder, and that kind of disrupted our drive. You know, you see a great player like Nathan go to the sideline hurt a little bit, and we didn't get the ball moved after that. And then our defense held, and then the next drive of the third quarter was just a fantastic drive. After the drive when we scored, we said that was just might have been our best drive of the season.
You mentioned Nathan Clayburgh a little dinged up. I know you and I have talked about that a little bit just kind of off the air before in previous conversations, but how big was that for him to come back and then make that touchdown pass or touchdown reception, that is, in the third quarter?
Well, you know, it was big. I think, you know, just even having Nathan on the field, the kids feel his presence. You know, he's just an outstanding football player, and him being out there, I think kids feel more confident, feel better, and it's great having him on the football field, a young man, you know, the type of player he is, and just a great kid he is. And, you know, it makes a big difference, and it was great to see him be able to get the ball in the end zone, too. You know, we moved him to tight end last week, and it's good to see him make some good catches tonight. And if you watch him block, he's pretty good on the edge for us.
Talking right now with Pella High head football coach Jay McKinstry. Again, the Dutch, a 35-7 win over Carlisle in week five. Let's talk about your offensive line. While we're just kind of at this point, you mentioned what Clayburgh is able to do as a blocker and your line as a whole, and they did a lot of very good things in terms of what you were able to do with the running game and for passing opportunities. Why were they so successful up front?
You know, it is, they made a big stride tonight. You're right, Eric. You know, they that was by far the best game they played this year. And you can sit there, well, of course, you won this way and all that, but really, you get to sell some preparation even as they've been progressing a little bit. And I think that was you could see that tonight. And I think they started playing with more confidence, feeling better about it. Again, we got to probably simplify things a little bit, but at the same time try to be a little more diverse in what we're trying to do, hopefully keep the defense off their rhythm. And, you know, it was just one more week of practice this past week of going back to a little more traditional football. And I think that they feel comfortable with that and feel better about that. So hopefully they'll just keep getting better and better as we progress here.
Coach McKinstry, next week you've got homecoming. I know that always creates a few concerns from a coaching standpoint, but also you've got a team that on paper you should be able to defeat. It's probably kind of tough to not let your guys think about that and not even let you as coaches think about that. How do you maintain the focus and keep the momentum rolling forward against Sheraton?
Well, you know, homecoming week is always a great week in the sense of, you know, it's a remembering your school. It's about tradition. It's about the alumni. And it's about just creating school spirit. And it's neat that it's wrapped around the football game. And you're right. The football game kind of culminates the whole week, and you want to play well. And you, like I said, every year you want your kids involved in that. But at the same time, I'd ask Carlisle how they feel tonight. It's a tough homecoming loss, you know, and you know it makes it kind of doesn't wrap the week up the way you want to, you know, and I'm sure that they don't feel very good about that here. And it is a tough situation. And just as we wouldn't feel very good if we wouldn't win the homecoming football game too. So you got to try and get the kids to realize that it is wrapped up around that. And the focus needs to be on that than the game for them, and to be able to finish the week off well on Friday night. And, you know, Eric, you said, you know, on paper it looks like, you know, we should win. I don't think there's any game on paper it looks like we should win right now. And I think what it looks like is that we've got a team that's improving, and there's no looking over anybody this year. We got a group of young men that they're scrappers, they're kickers, they're clawers, and they're just finding ways to get better and finding ways to win. And if we approach any game that way this year, that's not going to bode us well. So I think our kids know that, and I think they understand that. And you're right, hopefully that we'll come ready and focused to play next Friday, because, you know, if you look at the bigger picture, Eric, you know, this is a pretty big game for us tonight. It made us 2-0 in the district, and you're right, next week's a game at home that we'd like to be able to play well, and you can win that game, that can put you at 3 wins, and that's pretty significant in the big picture of our season. And I think the kids know that, and then certainly we're going to need to play well to make sure that we have an opportunity to come out on the winning side next week.
Well, one more question as we get ready for Sheraton. Coach McKinstry, in seasons past, every time we've talked about a matchup with the Chargers, you've always used the word physical. I'm assuming they have the same brand of football. What do you know, at least preliminarily, about the Chargers?
You know, you're right. About 4 or 5 years ago, they tried to do some more different things on offense and went to, you know, more of a shotgun spread stuff. They messed around with that too much, and then about 3 years ago, they said, forget that, and we're going to go back and find our identity in Sheraton football, and they're going to run the ISO and the power and the toss and the counter, and they're going to try and, you know, smash mouth football, and it seems like they've gone back to that. So that is their, you know, their identity, and I think, you know, they're trying to build on that, and they certainly have some decent players. They played Norwalk well early. They really did this year. If you'd watch the film or see about that game, they jumped on them early with a couple onside kicks, and they actually didn't play them too badly, and that was a pretty good game for Sheraton. They got a couple young kids playing too. I know that the freshman class is very, very talented, and I think they start a couple of them 6'5", 210, a 6-foot, 200-pound linebacker, and the other kid's a tight end. And so they got some young kids playing too. They really do, and so I'm sure that their kids are just getting better and better and improving week after week after week. So and they don't have they got to play a lot of. I think they start one senior on defense is all. So you know that they got to be getting better as the year goes on too, and then you got to quit paying attention to the scoreboard, because they might, you know, they're just keep improving. I'm sure they do, because they're young and inexperienced. And as the season goes, they get opportunities to keep getting better and better. So you're right. They're physical, I'm sure, as they always have been. And we're going to have to be ready for that and elevate our play to that level.
Coach, thanks a lot for the time as always. Good luck going into next week. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Eric.
Once again, Pella High head football coach Jay McKinstry. Again, 35-7, the final score. Dutch win over Carlisle. 3-2 on the season, the overall record. 2-0 in Class 3A District 8 at home against Sheraton this coming week. We'll step aside for a bit. We'll come right back. We've got more on the way on KNIA KRLS.